Welcome to the Saints Playoff Report. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer. The Saints have returned back to the Ochsner Sports Performance Center to prepare for their first playoff game since 2013. They'll be facing some pretty familiar opponents, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, third time, call it grudge match or rubber match or whatever you want to call it, but it'll be the third time against a division opponent, this time in the playoffs. And in such cases in the past, the third time has been the charm for the home team. They've won it 13 times, 13-7 as a matter of fact. So hopefully by those odds, things look good for the Saints. But look, it really doesn't matter. When you see a team as much as the Saints have seen Carolina over the years, there are no secrets. They know what the Saints like to do. The Saints know what they like to do. It's a matter of execution. It's lining up and saying, my guy is going to beat your guy, and that's how you're going to execute. And that's the only way you can go about it in these cases.
Defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins weighed in on one of the things it's going to take to get this playoff win.
Just try to make them as one-dimensional as possible. Not allow Cam to run all over the place and affect the game with his arm and his legs. And create takeaways. Give our offense extra possessions. Don't allow Cam to get into a rhythm. You know, like, we can do those things. Disguise some coverages on the back end, make it hard for his reads. He plays right in our hands.
Cam Newton gets back one of his valuable targets in tight end Greg Olsen, who sat out the first two matchups against the Saints due to injuries. Prior to this season, he had three consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons. Safety Von Bell talked about what Olsen brings to the offense.
A savvy vet. Him and Cam know each other on the same page. He knows the offense, ins and outs, and the offense run through him in 17, so they're the pass threats in 22. Savvy vet, so you know I set up his routes. So he knows what to do out there, so he's a smart guy.
JD, speaking of those first two matchups, cornerback Marshawn Lattimore also missed them as well due to injuries. He's returning back this game, though.
Yeah, the Saints didn't necessarily need him the first two times. They were able to win those two games by a combined score 65-34, and they did some really nice things in the secondary. But we know exactly what Marshawn Lattimore adds to this defense. He led the team with five interceptions. He led them with 18 pass breakups. He's been a sticky coverage corner, and they're going to need him in the playoffs, obviously.
And Lattimore is looking forward to playing in his first playoff game and against the Panthers.
You got to look at it like, no, not like another game, but like at the same time, you can't get like too hyped. You know, I've been through some games like this, but not, you know, it's not the NFL level, but, you know, it's still a big game, you know. And I just know I had to show up, and you know, I'm ready for it.
You didn't play against these guys the first two games in the regular season, so I guess do you have any extra incentive from that standpoint that you hadn't had a chance to get a crack at them?
Man, this is a playoff, so I just know I got to go 100% more harder than, you know, any game. So, and I'm getting tips, you know, from Carly and PJ. So, you know, I feel good going into this game.
Transitioning to the offense, JD, they've struggled on third down, converting roughly 38%. So what does that mean?
Well, that means a lot more plays for the defense because the offense isn't staying on the field long enough. And I think we saw some of that in the Tampa game where the defense was on the field for probably 80-plus plays in that game. And at some point in time, that wears down the defense. Your offense is fresh because they haven't been on the field a whole lot, but the defense gets worn down a little bit because they're out there for an extended amount of plays and time of possession. And offensively, you want to be able to control the clock. You want to be able to eat up a lot of time and hopefully control that opposing defense and wear them down. So that's one of the things that the Saints know is going to be critical as they go into this game.
If I pulled up all the third downs, I could certainly pick out one or two in each game and say that was one we should have made for whatever reason. And if we make those, then tack on the percentage points and we would be the number one third down offense in the league, which is where we're used to being. Listen, there's some instances in there where it's, hey, it's third and 15 and you're on the plus 40 and your mindset is, let's make sure we get in field goal range. It's not important to get the first down here and take the risk of being knocked out of field goal range. Let's get the first down. Or we did it. We took a knee in victory on third down. I'm not worried about that third down either. So there's a few of those that, well, if you tack those on, it probably looks a little bit better. But bottom line is I'll just focus on the ones that I know from game to game. Hey, there was one or two there that we should have had. And obviously, when you talk about attention to detail and room for error, you get into the playoffs, you want to be as efficient as possible in those areas because that can be the difference between winning and losing.
Today seems to be a good day health-wise for the Saints.
Yeah, got a couple of guys back. Prominently, left tackle Teron Armstead. He was visible on the field during the portion of practice that we could see, so hopefully that bodes well for him being able to play on Sunday. If Teron Armstead is back, that means left guard Andres Pete goes back to his position instead of left tackle, so that really solidifies the Saints' offensive line and gives them depth. We saw tight end Michael Uwanau-Nui also out there, and we know he's missed the past couple of games with concussion symptoms, so good to see him back on the field. Did not see tight end Garrett Griffin. So, you know, you kind of trade out one for the other, and hopefully that won't affect that position. But we know Uwanau-Nui is a fantastic blocker. He knows this offense pretty well, so having him back is a pretty nice thing for the Saints.
You guys can check out the injury report on NewOrleansSaints.com, and make sure you tune in for another Saints playoff report tomorrow. I'm Cindy Robinson with John DeShazer.